With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Hello again, everyone. I am your host, Lara Marie Shainhalls, and you are listening to another beautiful episode of Saving Sex and the City 3. I am here with Randy Bergman, host of the Capsule 98 podcast.
Hi. Hello. Also like devoted Sex and the City fan. So this is like the dream of my life.
Yeah. As a Sex and the City head, this is the dream of my life too. And I just want to connect always with other fellow like Sex and the City experts.
I was, I've been in LA for a few days and I was making, and I make like references to such like specific things on Sex and the City all the time. Like everybody should just get my like very specific references. Mm-hmm. And I am just getting like blank stares all the time. There's like nothing worse than that. But it happens all the time.
Wait, have you been having like a Sex in the City? Have you seen any of the like LA sights from the show?
Well, I drove by the Standard the other day, okay, and that was really it. But like, no, I didn't.
The Standard is kind of funny to me because I don't think of that hotel as being very chic. Yet, like that's the hotel that they stayed at. It's like not like a classic LA landmark hotel.
True. I mean, maybe it was in like 2000 or whenever it was recorded.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, filmed.
We'd have to like go back in time.
Yeah.
We should do some sort of capsule on the Standard Hotel.
Yeah,
to find out when it was 2000. Actually like hot.
I mean, yeah, like definitely. It's also like so just like on the strip right there. You're like, oh, and there's like Carrie's balcony, like right on the street beside like a Burger King or whatever.
I love her smoking journey throughout the that like two episode LA arc.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like at the end when she's like, oh, okay, we're leaving.
Yeah, we're leaving. She wore like the mismatched shoes.
Fuck, so good.
I just played Sex and the City DJ for myself a few nights ago and was like rewatching some season one episodes.
Season one doesn't get enough praise.
No.
I actually think it's genius. Like I preferred it to the later seasons.
It's really good. It takes a bit to like find itself. Mm-hmm. Like the first two episodes are kind of like, ooh, but then it really eases in and then it's like amazing.
Yeah.
Season one and two are my favorite.
Yeah. The early seasons for sure. And like, I can't even, I just like, and it's also, that's more of like a time capsule because it feels like so dated. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the later season seems like eternally chic, like, and they're just so fast.
Yeah.
But the beginning just really feel like the turtle, like his
the
loops.
The turtle, yeah. Like, and like all the Helmut Lang references.
Yes.
And like, who cares about that brand anymore? And like, the rabbit will always be like a back in time one. And just like Carrie's like long, like when her hair, something happened where her hair, eventually it got like really voluminous, but at first it was kind of like long and
it was sort of like triangular in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very blonde.
No. But her hair color's always been amazing.
Yeah, her hair color was amazing. I mean, my personal favorite hair was season when she started to straighten it and she was doing all these like
season three.
Yeah, season
when
three
she was, like,
when
a
she
politician's
was,
girlfriend and
no,
did, like, the big barrel curls.
I feel like no, the straight was when she was starting to be like bad and when she was cheating on when she was cheating on Aiden and then when she and then when they got back together she had like the straight hair and like anyway, it was so good. That was when she was like primo bitch.
Yeah. Oh God, her hair is still always on my
my vision board as like the amazing. Perfect hair color and texture.
I also did her hair. so much Carrie hair moments. Mm-hmm. I did her hair. You know, the episode where they go to the Hamptons wedding and she's like talking about the Zaza Zoo.
Yeah.
I did that hair for my prom.
Oh, amazing.
But like not even remotely the same color at all.
No, you're just still brunette, but yeah. Then like the kind of poof.
The poof, the bouffant.
It was like the barrette, right?
Yes. And then like the end is like upturned.
Yeah. That was a kind of out of the realm of Carrie hairstyles.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that was sort of, was that around the time that she was like pregnant and they were sort of like confused?
I think so. You should have been. A lot of like really tight around the chest. Yes. But then like fluffy dresses.
Oh, I also had a fake one of that Juicy Couture dress that she's wearing where she's like fully pregnant.
Who didn't have that Juicy Couture dress?
I mean, it wasn't real. I had like the very fake version.
Yeah, but still, like everyone I feel like that's like our age had so to go through that process of getting that dress. Okay, so I'm really excited to see what you are bringing to the table today as far as a plot.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, this is the moment. I'm gonna throw
the moment
it
of
to
truth.
You. Yeah, the moment of truth.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I was writing it in my hotel room today, and I was lolling like as I was doing it. So I hope it translates. But okay, so first of all. I actually hate the movies. I am like, as like a Sex and the City devout, I actually like wish that the movies didn't happen. So instead of Sex and the City 3, I'm going to say that it's season, it's like a reboot, a la like the Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
So it's like a capsule season of like where we left off, but like where we left off, like maybe like incorrect, like timing of it. And because there's no Samantha, because they couldn't bring back Kim Cattrall, They're just going to bring back a bunch of like special players who are going to play Samantha, but it's like a different person every episode.
Okay. Love. So this is like, so you're living in the real world of like Kim Cattrall, everyone's gone out to her. She's refused.
Yes.
And so now Michael Patrick King and co has to be like recruiting new Kims, and the whole thing is like, tune in to Sex and the City.
Yes.
Season 7 on HBO. Featuring a different Samantha every episode.
Yes. Okay. And it's like, yeah. And it's like become so iconic. Like Samantha has become so like larger than life. Like around the time when Sex and the City finished, I feel like Kim Cattrall was just like a part of an like ensemble. And now It's just like, she is ascended. Like, I mean, her and so is Miranda, but like the two of them have just like ascended. And like now it's become so, now she's so iconic that like her shoes are just too big to fill.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, We're gonna go through my like madcap like season.
Okay,
and basically,
great.
Okay, so I think that where we start off.
How many episodes are you envisioning?
Like unclear, but like maybe like a six. Like maybe
sounds doable. Yeah. And that everyone would be into that, including HBO.
And they're
though
like,
I know nothing about.
I think about
goals, yeah, their development slate, anything. I feel confident enough to say that they would say green light.
That. Yeah, they would be like. Really, I think it would be great. I think, you know what? I think even like Netflix could do it. Like It could be like Gilmore Girls. It would just be like its own thing. Like it's strange and like not everybody likes it, but like, let's try it, you know? So I think that what happens is we start off like very like abruptly. So we start off like literally where we left off. So like Carrie and Big are like post-coitus, like right after
in
he
Paris.
Like, no, like in New York, they're back. Okay. And like now they've like,
oh, yeah, because they had brunch and like they walked down the street and Carrie answered the phone.
And it's John.
Okay.
Exactly.
John. Okay. Great.
So they're like post-coitus. They're still like in their honeymoon phase and they're just like, oh my God, like we're going to just like fuck all the time.
Yeah.
So they're like doing that. And then Big's like, I'm going to go out and get some like oranges because like I want you to be you and I just want you to have like oranges in bed and I just like will not get offended.
Love.
So he like leaves and Carrie hears a knock at the door and she's wearing like one of those really amazing like mesh like robes with the marabou on it.
Uh-huh.
Like basically the one that she rejected from that
photo
episode.
Shoot. Yeah.
But now it's like chic, so She's wearing it, but it's like way too long because she's like,
I love that also all the women in their current ages are just going to play.
Oh, yeah.
The
nothing.
Ages they were in 2004 or 2005. Yeah.
Nothing like nothing has changed. Like,
okay,
it's just like, yeah. And like, they're
inexplicably much, much older looking, yet the same.
Exactly.
Trippy.
Exactly. So Carrie, so there's like a knock at the door, mm-hmm. and Carrie's like, oh, it's like big, he's back. And she opens the door and it's Petrovsky. And he's like,
okay,
yeah. And he's like, I'm not ready to let you go. Like, it just like what happened in Paris, like, should not have happened. Like, I'm not over this. And he's just like at the door and he's like, well, I just like you. And, you know, and he's like, and he's like, can I come in? And she's like, no. And he's like, but they fixed the necklace, you know, like, you know, the necklace yeah. that he breaks.
Yeah.
And he's like, brings it in. And she's like, I can't, like, no, you like, no, where I'm together with John. And like, mm-hmm. this is not going to happen. And he's like, please. And then it just turns into this, like, all of a sudden he has a knife and she's like, what?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause he's like Russian.
Yeah.
He has like mafia connections and he's like a violent guy. He did hit her.
Yeah. He awkwardly like
backhanded her.
Yeah. Backhanded her and then like broke the diamond necklace. Mm-hmm. So he like has a knife all of a sudden and it's like, it's just like turned into this like super dramatic moment.
Yeah.
And he like all of a sudden there's like this tussle. I don't even know what happens. Like there's some like inexplicable like Russian moment. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, and like Big is still like nowhere to be found. And suddenly Samantha like somehow gets butt dialed on that like Motorola. And all of a sudden
I live butt dialed on a flip phone that you can't, but it just does happen. Like I feel like Carrie backs away from him and whatever heel, like I imagine her wearing like Marabou heels to match 100%. Her robe. And as she's like backing away in fear, a heel breaks. She falls.
Oh my God.
Hits like a table, a coffee table where her phone falls on the ground.
Yes.
And flips open.
Yes. Yes.
And then as she's scrambling backwards on her yes. hands and feet, hits call Samantha.
She hits like call like one yeah. and it's like, and it's mm-hmm. like the dial,
speed
like
dial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speed dial. And like, you just hear, like, you just sort of hear this like faint voice in the back, like, I'm coming. And you like, and you're like, okay, like shit, what's happening anyway. And they're just like going at it. He's like trying to kill her, like, or like make love to her. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then she hears a knock at the door. And also, by the way, like every episode, I think that Samantha should enter like from the back so that you're just like, oh my God, it's like blonde,
who is it?
But like, yeah. but who is it? And she, and somehow she like breaks into the door and it's RuPaul as
love
as Samantha, and like somehow like manages to like save the day. Like, I'm not sure what happens at this moment.
Well, RuPaul is very tall.
Yes.
And I don't think Mikhail Baryshnikov is tall at all, so I can imagine.
Yes.
Like, I would love to see RuPaul just like gingerly like pick
yeah.
Alex Petrovsky up by just like the scruff of his shirt.
Yeah.
Like, he just picks him up and then like sets him down.
Yeah, exactly. So like basically that's what happens. And then there's just like some like proud moment where like, you know, he has some talking to with Petrovsky and he's like, if you can't love yourself, like how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? And then like, but there's sort of like this weird, like what's the term? It's like, maybe it's not like a fourth wall, but maybe there's like a term where like there's, what is it when there's like reality is sort of like part of the plot line? Like, he's still sort of like RuPaul, but like Samantha, and like, mm-hmm. you're just not really sure.
RuPaul,
like,
as Samantha Jones.
Exactly.
But still RuPaul.
Like, calling back to Drag Race, and like, you're aware that like it's there and he's not like fully an actor.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like maybe he's making references to
this,
like,
this is like becoming kind of like a surreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, moment. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And
she would break the fourth wall, like, directly addressing the camera. Yes. A la season one.
Yes.
And two, a little bit.
And it would say, like, what would it say?
I think RuPaul is a moment where she, like, comes in and then she's like, I once dated an asshole. And the only way to deal with them is to kick them to the curb.
Yes.
And, like, and then literally kicks him to
the curb.
And then like punts him.
Absolutely.
And then like winks at the camera.
Yes. And then like winks at the
and
camera.
And then goes back into like action.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And
into,
then
like serious Sex in the City zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then like, I guess I guess they just like have a heart to heart after that. And then like before Rue leaves, he's like, catch season 10.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that works? I don't know how we feel about that.
Catch these, like, promotes Drag Race on. I don't know. I don't know if Michael Patrick King will be down with that.
Right.
But you can definitely float it by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking for like Rue's arc.
Okay.
And then what I think happens is that, like, I don't know if this is another episode or I don't know if this is like the next part. The next morning they're like at the diner or wherever they go to like have their brunches, and they're all like waiting for Samantha, and they're just like there to gather to like discuss like what the hell has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is still when Charlotte like only adopted the first child. So she's just like being coached about like her new kid, and Miranda's there, and like I don't even know what like what is Miranda up to. She's just like being her sassy self.
Yeah, so Steve's mom is really sick. They just like found her, and Miranda had to give her the bath, and then like now they're like looking, I'd say like they're probably looking at like assisted living facilities to like place the mom.
Yes.
Oh no, she's moving. Or no, that I'd say
she's
once
gone.
You're like wandering out on the street eating pizza out of the garbage can, and like Magda can't keep you under control. It's time to go to the Raisin Ranch.
And also,
So I think she's looking, she and Steve are looking at all these nursing home facilities, and like they're really, it's like morbid, like a morbid reminder of mortality. But then also, I think that Steve's mom is like a huge hit. Like they find like her arc in the season would be like they find the perfect nursing home for her, and then she is just like hooking up left and right.
Oh yeah.
Like she's pretty bonkers. Like she's out of her mind. She does have like dementia, but that's not stopping her from getting laid a ton.
No. And like,
and I think maybe like getting an STD or two.
Oh, 100%. And then there's like maybe some like lesson you could learn there.
Yeah. And like, and then it becomes a reminder that like sex is always available to you. Yeah, no matter how old you may be.
And I think that that actress is actually dead, so she would have to be played by like a new person.
She could be played by like Ellen Burstyn.
Oh yeah,
just like chic. Throw that Requiem for a Dream wig back on and you've got yourself a Steve's mom.
Absolutely. I don't even remember what Steve's mom's name. Mary.
Okay, Mary.
Yeah.
So okay, so they, wait, so are you, Samantha's different in every episode or every scene?
Unclear. I haven't gotten that far, but
every scene, it's just a different Samantha.
Yeah, I think every scene like works. There's enough people out there who are dying to play Kim Cattrall.
Okay, so Miranda and Steve, they're placing Mary in the nursing home.
Yeah.
It's like they're storyline.
And then
what's Carrie's?
Well, Carrie's is just like right now Carrie's is like recovering. Like I think Carrie just like goes on about her business. Like I think she's just like, I think Carrie, maybe there's elements of the of like the future in in there, and like now we're in 2018 and maybe Carrie's dealing with the fact that like there are no jobs in her industry and there is no like fashion magazines anymore.
Carrie quit, remember she quit her job before she went to Paris.
Right.
So now I think that there's a new, like they hired a new columnist and she's out of a job.
Okay, well
she
then
she can't go back to work at Vogue. She can't go back to work at the Star. So she's like actually jobless.
She's jobless. But like, I guess it doesn't really matter because she doesn't really need a job. But
I mean, but she and Big aren't like married.
Right. Fuck. Yeah. They're not married yet.
So I think Carrie, maybe she's like out of a job, but she's like not, she's like trying to keep that information from him.
Right.
Because it's like, oh my God, we just got back together. But like, he's not going to want to like pay for my entire life. Like,
yes.
We're not like, we haven't moved in.
Yes.
And she has like mounting credit card debt. And like,
so I think what happens is that she becomes an influencer.
Okay.
So she becomes an influencer, but she's like you're like, she's the original It Girl, but like times have changed, but also times haven't changed. And like, we're just not
so
really
she's
sure.
Like starting a blog.
She's starting a blog, but like an Instagram account, maybe. I don't know. I mean,
but isn't it 2004?
No, it's 2018, but nothing has changed in the plot.
Oh, okay.
Does this make sense?
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You're right. Because then
we can just be in 2018.
Yeah. And let's like, just like be like Sabrina, where like they're in the 50s, but they're also in 2018.
Love.
Right?
Is that what Sabrina is?
Basically, yeah. They're like in the 50s and they like go to diners and
like
go to
Riverdale.
Yeah, it's like Riverdale, but then they have like computers.
Okay, cool. So we're just like fast forwarded technology wise,
yeah,
but not like their life story wise.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So she's starting
Carrie's
a blog.
Starting an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Blogs are dead.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Right.
So Carrie starts an Instagram account called
she tries to buy all the domain names of like her original, but like they're all so basic ass right now.
Yeah.
So she's like shoe gal, like shoes are us, like in Carrie's closet, like Carrie's moment. Mm-hmm. And like it's all bought and yeah. it's all like taken away. And she has like this like total meltdown over like, is my identity even my identity anymore? And like, mm-hmm. I used to think I was like hot shit around town, but that doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah. So Carrie can't figure out, she's like trying to start an Instagram but like can't figure it out.
she also maintains her like technology like averseness from Sex and the City.
Yeah,
so she just like doesn't even know how to do it in the first place.
So Carrie's like refusing to get an iPhone and she's like asking everyone how to like start an Instagram, and
yes,
and but like they're all like, you need to like upgrade, like get the iPhone, yes. do it yourself.
But maybe she like calls like Aiden or something, because she's like, I need someone to who just like knows how to do things, so it's like help me.
Yeah.
So maybe she's like, you know, stringing him along again.
Okay. So Carrie can't start an Instagram.
No.
But she needs a job and needs money.
Yes.
So.
Well, she just needs like self-worth, like outside of big, because like,
yeah,
you know, she's a lady.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. What about Charlotte?
Charlotte is basically just about to like embark on this like career adoption. Mm-hmm. And she like, they're still like at this point, like they're just like all chatting and they're waiting for Samantha.
Yeah.
And like Samantha's going to help Charlotte like decide the rest of her life, I guess, in this moment. And Samantha walks in from the back, mm-hmm. and like, you don't know who she is, but she's sort of like jazzily walking in, and she's like Christine Baranski.
Okay.
And Christine Baranski sits down and she's just like a bit like, well, you have to adopt with a gay man because yeah. That's what I did in the Birdcage, and that really worked out for me. And Samantha has no advice except for like adopt with a gay man, which mm-hmm. is like not really working for Charlotte.
Yeah.
So then Charlotte, I think, is just like going on this career adoption. Maybe she's even like, maybe her new life is all about like adoption and like starting camps for adoption and starting like businesses around adoption.
Yeah.
Is that interesting?
So she's trying to like, so her baby is on the way. Like, she already yes. was confirmed, yes. and she and Harry are, like, excited. But she, I think maybe she, like, gets really into...
Oh, maybe... Okay, maybe she finds out... I think what happens at some point is that she finds out that Lily's the first daughter, right?
Yeah.
That Lily has been, like, obtained through, like, the black market. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, at first, she's, like, totally, like, offended by it. And she's, like, traumatized. But then she sort of sees it as, like, a business opportunity. So she becomes involved with, like, the black market, like, of adoption. Like, and that's her new, like, business.
Okay. So Charlotte, like, the handoff for Lily is happening. And, like, yes. Charlotte realizes it's, like, very clandestine. And she's, like, dealing with, like, gangsters and thugs.
Yes.
Who are, like, handing over this baby from China. And she realizes, like, I'm in deep with, like,
yes.
the black market. But I also know, because she's been on, like, obviously wanting to adopt for forever. And she's, like, knows a lot of other moms who can't have kids.
Yes.
She's, like, wait a second. I can start my own company where, like, I can supply all these moms with, like, babies from the black market.
Exactly.
Black market babies.
Black market babies. Black market babies. But, like, she, like, maybe she starts the company as an acronym and, like, nobody ever knows, like, what the acronym is for.
Yeah.
So it's, like, BMB. BMB. Yeah. That's her new company.
BMB.
Okay. BMB. So, like, maybe that's her trajectory for, the rest of the season.
Okay.
So basically, like, Christine Baranski is there as Samantha. And she's basically talking about how she had a child with, like, a gay man or something and how it's, like, amazing. And she's providing, like, no information whatsoever except for that. Because, like, her character hasn't really been written, like, in a strong way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, and then they all like come to talk about Carrie, of course. And Carrie's like still flitting with like Instagram and just like doesn't know how to do anything. And it's like hashtagging and just like.
Well, she's just like asking them questions because she doesn't have a phone.
Yes.
Okay.
But she's like, what's a hashtag?
Okay.
But like also trying a hashtag.
Yeah.
And like Miranda has to explain to her like what hashtags are.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still like trying to do it. So she's like, hashtag the great life, like hashtag like this is my new life, and they're like, no, Carrie, like it can only be like a few sentences, like it can only be a few like.
So she's like writing them down on like a pad, like with paper.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So but So she's like not telling her girlfriends that Petrovsky came back and tried to like assault her. Is she keeping it a secret from them?
I mean, no, there's no reason for that, I don't think. Right. So she basically, I mean, there's no reason for that, especially because she needs to be the center of attention, right? Yeah. So she's told them all about it.
Where is Petrovsky? Is he
Petrovsky's
in jail?
Now in jail.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like splashed all over the papers. Okay, so this is actually really good for Carrie because...
relevancy.
Yeah. So she can't get a job. Like, that was the whole thing. But now that she's been, like... attacked, like this famous millionaire artist attacked her, not only is she like getting like people like banging down her door to like write about this,
yes, but then
it's also like she can press charges and maybe sue him and like send him to jail. And I think this is where Carrie discovers the hashtag Me Too and then just like takes over the entire Me Too movement to like make it all about her.
Yes, of course. And then, but like she says so many, like, but also that's in a funny way where it's like, because she's still like as out of it as she was back in the day.
Yeah.
But now it's like all about her.
Well, she starts like, okay, so I think in this season, like she finally decides to just like bite the bullet after this brunch and like she goes and gets a cell phone at Apple. And then she's like figuring out like how to program it and stuff. And then like gets her Instagram. She decides to just go with @CarrieBradshaw because it's like, that's just easy.
Maybe somebody sold that to her.
Yeah. She like has to buy it. And like, she's jumping through all these hoops. Then she starts like, when she starts her Instagram, she gets a lot of followers because of the news of Petrovsky. Yes. Yeah. And so then she's like, but she still doesn't know how to hashtag correctly. So it's like, she starts off with like a post about Me Too that is about like the Me Too movement. But then it moves into like, oh my God, do you love turquoise for fall? Hashtag Me Too. Tell me what colors you're wearing. Or like... And using it in all the wrong ways.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And okay. I think at some point, maybe like somebody's giving her some bad advice. Like, I'm not sure like who's the one who's giving her the bad advice. Maybe it's Charlotte because she's gone like dark now. Mm-hmm. But somebody's like is telling her to like keep doing it essentially.
Okay.
And that's like now her new like moment. But like who, like then what happens? Like is she then getting all this backlash or people just like into it?
No, I think she gets like a fair amount of backlash. Like, I think it's like she goes from being like hero and then villain and then hero and then villain.
Oh my God. Yeah. And she just like can't handle it.
Yeah.
And I think that like by the time, I don't know what episode this is in my moment of this being a season like 7, mm-hmm. but like, I think the person who needs to help her as Samantha is Oprah.
Okay. It's hard to make like a season of like a whole 6-season episode.
True. I mean, like, I'm not too particular about this being like a season. This can be like, maybe it's just like a Christmas special.
Okay.
How do we feel about that?
Yeah, I love that. I like it contained in like one. I feel like what I love about the movie is that it contains a story but like exploits it for an hour and a half.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. So like we've gone like real far into this, but like.
Okay. So sorry, I'm just like I'm wrapping my head around everyone's like plot lines and like the years and like where everyone's at.
I made it very complicated.
You made it really complicated.
Shit.
I like you coming into a podcast being like, I don't like this format. I'm actually going to do my own.
Well, you know what? It's like, it was like, I wanted to continue the story, but like I liked the Petrovsky angle. And I also liked where it like left off, like in the series.
Mm-hmm. We'll do this as like a special. It's as though the movies have never existed.
Yes.
And this is just like a one-time special on HBO.
Yes.
Okay. So it picks up where they left off.
Yes.
Carrie has been assaulted in her apartment by Petrovsky. Yes. I think we need to pick... I guess we could just have cameos from random people.
Yes.
It's like... I think HBO does it. It's like Sex in the City, the Samantha special, yes, where it's like everyone decides that they're going to get together and collectively troll Kim Cattrall by having a different Samantha pop up almost in every single scene.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so
that makes more sense.
Yeah, so it's like airing around Christmas time. So yes, it's a Christmas special, yes, featuring tons of different Samanthas, and the whole draw is like, who will play Samantha?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so Carrie, the movie starts out, I think it's Christmas time.
Yes.
It was in Paris, like it was snowing, so it would be snowing in New York.
Perfect.
Carrie and Big are very cozy. It's like a few days before Christmas, or mm-hmm, like a week before Christmas, and they're snuggling, and they realize they're out of oranges. So Big goes to get the oranges.
Yes.
Petrovsky comes in and like threatens Carrie at knife point. They all like, they fight, blah, blah, blah. Samantha gets butt dialed.
Yes.
I think we just have, yeah, we have Carrie's like flip phone for now. And then RuPaul comes in and has the cameo of like,
yes,
getting Petrovsky out.
Yes.
And then the cops show up, and I think Big comes back at that time, and he's like, oh my God, like Carrie's in like one of those like metal blanket things or whatever, like shivering outside, like so like sad, but also kind of excited that she's getting so much attention.
Yes.
And then like, she also knows that Big is going to be like extra excited to like be there. Like
100%.
Yeah.
It's like attention. He'll care a lot. It's absolutely more attention.
Yeah. So he's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, oh my God, yeah. And like,
Raul's there.
Yeah.
Like to like take care of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's always driving Big around everywhere. Yeah. So, and then RuPaul, AKA Samantha, like comes up to both of them, and she's like, kids, I'm glad you're both safe. Like,
yes,
looks like Ruski won't be getting anywhere except a jail cell or something like that.
Exactly.
And then it like fades out, and then we have like Sex in the City, the Christmas special.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So then they're in the diner. They're the all morning, like recapping, yes, the next morning, and Carrie is like explaining. Samantha's not there, but Carrie's explaining what happened to a very terrified Charlotte and Miranda.
Yes.
And Miranda's like, you know what? Like, I'll be your lawyer throughout this process. Like, I am very busy with like placing Mary in this like nursing home situation, but I will like, yeah, help you and, yeah, represent you.
Well, of course, that's what she does best.
Yeah. And so, and then we hear like the door jingle, and who walks in and is Samantha?
It's Christine Baranski.
Okay. Yeah. Christine Baranski. So
she walks in, but she doesn't really walk in. She's sort of just like,
she's like
jazzy two steps in.
Shimmies in. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she sits down, and then they all have the discussion about like, Carrie's like, well, the bright side of this is like, I've been getting asked by a lot of people to like write about it.
Yes.
Like, you know that I lost my job like at the Star because I moved to Paris very briefly for like 3 days. And then like Vogue is mad at me because I just said like I quit for no reason, which was like a really stupid thing of me to do. And like Anna Wintour is like pissed. Personally offended at, yeah, Carrie Bradshaw. And then Christine Baranski is like, you must become an influencer, honey. That's what they're all doing these days. And so then everyone has to like explain to Carrie how to do that.
Like, exactly,
how to buy a phone. And it's like, I think we have one of those time jumps where it's like 3 hours later, the diner's like empty, and they're still explaining to Carrie like how Instagram works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then Miranda checks her watch, and she's like, oh my God, like I have to go. Like, we have an appointment to go see this like nursing home, and I think it could be a real great one.
Yes. And then like maybe the nurse. Yeah. And then like the minute they get to the nursing home, it's like very lit. Like it's like very cool.
Yeah.
Everybody's, yeah, partying.
Mm-hmm. So she's like at the nursing home with Steve, and they're like, I think it actually looks like very tame at first. Like, it looks like very just like soothing.
Like appropriate.
And appropriate, and like nice facilities. That was like huge on Miranda's list. And like qualified nurse. Like, she's asking tons of questions. Like, she's like, do you record like all the charts, and like you track their like bowel movements, right? So you know if their like gut health is good. Like, she's really like going through, and Steve's like, Miranda, chill. Like,
I just want her to be happy.
Yeah. And like, Miranda's like, no, Steve, it's important. Like, we have to cover all our bases. And so, like, they decide after doing a tour of this nursing home, and, like, the tour guide is really, like, accommodating of them. They're like, okay, this would be a really great place to send Mary.
Yeah.
And it's in Brooklyn, too.
Yeah.
So it's, like, close by. It's not very far away.
Exactly.
So then I think we cut to, like, Charlotte, and she's at home. I think we also weaving Christmas into this. It's like Steve and Miranda are like, it will be her first Christmas in the home.
And like, we'll spend it at the home with her.
Yeah. And we'll be there with her to like ease her in. And like, that will just be like how she kind of gets acclimated.
Yes.
And so then we cut to Charlotte, and she's really worried that like Lily won't be here in time for Christmas. And she's kind of like fretting and running around her classic six. And Harry's like trying to like soothe her, but it's not like she's just like really worked up.
Yeah.
And then she gets like a call from a private number, and it's like some gruff voice saying like, Lily's here. Meet me in the alley at like, where?
And she's like, I thought that this was like a reputable thing. She's like, I thought that it was like on Park Avenue. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
You're not dealing with them anymore. You're dealing with us.
Yeah. They're like, we have Lily. Do you want her or not? And she's like, I want her. I want her. And so then they're like, meet us in the Bronx.
Meet us in the Bronx. And like, she asks, she's like, what do you want? And like, maybe they don't want money. Maybe they just want like Hermes.
Yeah.
And like, so she has to go to the store and like buy them like a beautiful trunk to like take home for the rest of their babies.
Yeah.
And then so she has to do that on like, maybe it's like the Christmas season, it's like too busy, and she has to go do that. But then she comes back and she's like, got it.
Mm-hmm.
And she meets them in the alleyway.
Yeah.
And then they give her Lily.
She hands over the Hermes, and they're like, pleasure doing business with you, Mrs. York. And she's like, it's York Goldenblatt. And like, who are you people? And like, why are you peddling like these small like orphan babies for sale? And then that's where she finds out that they're like, she has been dealing with this whole like black market operation.
Yeah.
That like stole, like they look legit at first and they like secure the baby, but then they like hold it over your head in order to like get luxury goods.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But then she sort of like, once she's got Lily home, she's like so happy, and she's like, I don't even care.
She doesn't tell Harry.
Yeah, no, like, absolutely not. He would
be horrified.
I mean, he's a lawyer.
Angry. Yeah, like she can't. So she's like, she's just like, comes home with like Lily and like a beautiful bouquet. She's like, guess who arrived in time for Christmas? Christmas came early this year. And he's like, we're Jews. We don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, like Chrismica.
Yeah. And so, and then they're just like so, so happy with the baby. But like, I think one of the black market guys like gave her his business card.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, later that night by herself, like kind of fingering it and thinking like,
I have the most amazing relationships with all of the salespeople on Park Avenue.
Yeah.
Or Madison Avenue.
Yeah.
So like, why don't I see if anybody would be interested in like maybe hooking me up?
I think like maybe the next day she's taking like a walk with Lily in like a stroller.
Even though she's like a newborn, like pretty much.
Yeah. They're never too young to like take out and about. And so she takes her out, and like she's getting so many people like coming up to her. Oh my God. Like, is she yours? And then Charlotte's like, I adopted her. And they're like, oh, I've been trying to adopt for so, like everyone she talks to is like, they've been trying to adopt for so long, but they can't get it. And like, so many women are like, I would do anything like for a baby, like
anything.
And then Charlotte puts it together that like, this could be a really good business opportunity.
And like, maybe,
and also doing good.
Also doing good, but like in a bad way.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really ever do the does she ever do the research about where the babies are coming from, or does she just not want to bother with that?
I think like eventually she like figures it out and has to like bust up the like organization.
Yeah. But like,
but then helps now turn it into like a legit thing.
But for now, she's sort of just like,
she's just seeing like opportunity, and like she just wants, like she's so happy. I think it's really just motivated out of like, I want to make these other women happy.
And you know who comes also around is Anthony comes to help her because he has the fashion connections too.
Yeah.
So he's come to help her and he's going to put together like collections for the illegal smugglers because they have like a desire for like the best luxury goods.
Yeah. So he is like, he's like the agent who like brokers the deals
between
everyone. So
and she's like, you need to handle it because like I'm not that tough.
Yeah. And so she's like, you'll get a cut like for every like deal that we make or whatever, like you'll get a cut too.
Yeah.
Like I'll take you and buy you something.
For sure.
And so, so it's, she starts her business like on, like Anthony teaches her like about the dark web for some reason. He like knows a lot about it. He's like, if you're going to do anything dark, you have to do it on the dark web.
Everybody's doing it, honey.
Yeah. And so he teaches her like, so he like, whenever a woman like calls Charlotte or expresses interest, then she has like Anthony connect to her. And then like, he's like the liaison between yeah, like, the bad
absolutely.
Guys. And they're like, and he'll be like, they want like, the Chanel, the new like Chanel bag, and he's like, nope, they won't take anything else, and like just like shuts it down.
Yeah. And then like, yeah, and like everybody keeps offer, and then eventually like somebody comes to offer like one of the Birkins that's like they had to wait forever for it, but they're so desperate for the baby that like they bring it, and like that's what sort of solidifies the business is like a legit thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So Charlotte's like starting out like her business, like she has this flash that it could be like a good business idea.
Yeah.
And then Carrie
is only just now got the iPhone.
Yeah.
Like this is like.
So back in her apartment and she's like trying to figure it out.
Yes. And she's like.
Like she tries to turn it. She like can't even turn it on. Like
she can't turn it on.
Realize like this whole movie is just like Carrie creates. I think it's like she just like manages to create an Instagram account and piss everyone off with it.
Yeah.
And then like get schooled by the end.
Yeah. I mean, wait, have we even gotten to the Me Too stuff? I don't even remember.
The what?
Is the Me Too stuff in here?
It hasn't started. It hasn't. She has to turn her phone on.
Okay.
First.
Right. Okay.
So she's like. Trying to turn her phone on, like Googling it, and like finally and she's like, gets it on.
And she's also like bought the 10. So it's like, she like, it doesn't even have like a home like button. She just like has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. And so we get to see like a lot of, there's like, can be a lot of comedy in Carrie like swiping and then also like getting her face recognition all set up because like, you know, she like doesn't like the angle, like opening her phone and seeing it like on her double chin and just being like, ugh. And like, really grappling with technology.
Absolutely.
But she finally like sets up, like it starts in that morning. She's like, meanwhile, like I woke up with one intention to like turn my phone on. And then like by the evening, she's finally figured out. Like,
she's figured
Instagram.
Out how to turn it on or the Instagram.
She set up like an Instagram.
Okay. But like, is Samantha helping her? Do you think?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I think Samantha is helping her, but maybe Samantha in this moment is... Who should Samantha be in this moment? Maybe she... Okay, so Samantha in this moment actually is Meghan Markle.
Okay.
Because she wants to help her, like, gain notoriety for, like, a good reason. And, like, she's like, I used to have my own, like, personal blog, and, like, I'm going to help you.
Yeah.
So she sets it up with her, and she decide, and they both decide on, like, yeah, like, at Carrie Bradshaw. They, like, had to buy it from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, decide on at Carrie Bradshaw, and their first post is... about is Me Too. It's about Me Too because Meghan Markle has like taught her the like the validity of Me Too.
Mm-hmm.
So she posts.
Carrie posts like a selfie and then underneath it's like, it's me, Carrie Bradshaw. Like I felt compelled to join this platform to bring awareness to like the hashtag Me Too movement. Like as you may or may not know, like I think everyone's been like tell us your side of the story. Tell us your side of the story. She hasn't given any interviews to the press. So the whole thing is like, I'm going to control all my own press through my Instagram presence.
Yes.
And like, that will be my way to communicate directly with like my readers.
Yes.
So she's like, tells her Me Too story and like in one day gets like a million followers. Mm-hmm. Like people are so fucking moved by Carrie Bradshaw's like bravery. And so like, and Megan, aka Samantha, is there like coaching her along the way. Like, and I think everyone that is showing up as Samantha is in like a Samantha hairdo.
Oh, 100%.
Like it's like in that blonde like bob.
Everybody enters from the back so that yeah. you see just blonde.
Okay, cool. So, okay, so Carrie gets a million followers and she's just like tickled. And then like at the end of the whole session, like she and Samantha cheers.
Yeah. And then what does she do the next day? But she posts another, like a post of her closet. And it's basically just like, think you have too many shoes? Like hashtag me too. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, and all of a sudden like her million followers are just like attacking. Like, and they're just like,
yeah.
Like totally offended.
And in like the New York Post and stuff, it's like the next day, I think her, she's on the cover of the Post, like after her first Instagram. And it's like Carrie Bradshaw like tells her side of the story, gets like a million followers, like blah, blah, blah. And then the next day it's like she loses like almost
like half a million.
Yeah. Like half a million for like poor usage. Yeah.
And then what ends up happening. And then so like, so Megs is still there like coaching her and like mm-hmm. through this, like the social media arc, I think Megan is Samantha mm-hmm. and Samantha.
She's come out of like, she, and this causes a stir just in the world. Because it's like Meghan Markle like has realized that like life as a royal is completely unfulfilling and is dying to get back to acting, and then takes a job in the Sex and the City Christmas special, and like she pisses off the entire royal family in doing so, and then she and Harry are like on the rocks.
But
this
she
is just like publicly what's happening.
Yeah, totally. But like she, but like, you know, like her. Like her Hollywood career before meeting Harry, like wasn't really that great, but she's like ascended to like Sex and the City levels because mm-hmm. of like all the things that she's done as a royal.
Yeah.
So like, she's like, I don't really care if the royals are mad at me. Like, look at where my career has gone. Mm-hmm. So it's like good for her.
Yeah.
But then in this episode, so she's trying to coach Carrie on to like out of that like fuck up. Mm-hmm. So she's like, okay, like people want to know, like why don't you start like live Instagrams, like explaining your side of the story of like why you like thought to post about your closet. And you were like, and Carrie gets on and she's like, I only wanted to post about it because my next post was going to be about giving away my shoes for charity. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, half people believe it, half people like don't believe it. And then she ends up putting up an auction for her shoes, and the donations all go to Charlotte's baby company.
Yeah. BMB.
Yeah, BMB. But like, yeah. So that happens.
Okay, so Carrie live auctions on Instagram live like all her the shoes in her closet. Like she has to, because it's the only way to like stop all the Me Too backlash.
Yeah. And like meanwhile she's like dying because it's like her favorite shoes are just like gone.
Yeah. And Meghan Markle as Samantha is there like filming her and like coaching her on what to say.
Yeah.
And then we end that scene with like Carrie's entire closet of shoes
gone, but like all of her clothes are still there.
Yeah,
so she just has like no shoes to wear. Mm-hmm. So then the end of that scene, I think, with the end of that arc with Megan, is that Carrie walks her downstairs and she's barefoot.
Yeah.
And Megs is like looking great, and she gets into a cab and goes.
Yeah, I think like Megan arranges, she's like, okay, like she's in the background always, and she's like, oh my God, you just raised $250,000 for BMB. Like, this is amazing. Like, I'm calling the truck right now to come and like pick up all your shoes and like take it to like the shipping facility. And so like she calls, and on live stories, it's like we see like the truck pull up, and like, and then she's like, Carrie, tell like your readers, like, thank you or whatever. And Carrie's just like kind of shell shocked because these like men have come in the apartment and start just like unloading all her shoes to like a truck.
And she's like sort of like tearing up behind it, but she like is trying to hold it together.
Yeah. And so then she like bids everyone farewell, and then she walks Meghan Markle down, and she's like, that was really crazy. Like, I Like, I'm happy, but I'm also really mad at you.
Like, yeah, and, like, is this what it had... Like, is this what has to be done to, like, achieve fame? And yeah. Megan is like, well, look what has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, and now I'm happy. So Carrie's like, okay, well, this is what I have to do. So, like, in three posts, she's gone from, like, high to low to high to, yeah. like... It's just, like, it's really shell-shocked her life, her yeah. existence.
Technology's a bitch.
Yeah.
So now, like, Carrie's sad, but she figures, like, Christmas is, like, 2 days away. Yeah. So she can just ask Big for, like, all new shoes yes. for Christmas. Yeah. So she gets the money, like, into her bank account and then, like, signs a check over to Charlotte for
$250,000for BNB.
Yeah. And Charlotte's, like, so, like, pleased.
Yeah. So Charlotte goes the next day before Christmas to, like, she does, like, and they have, you have one of these, like, fashion montages.
So Charlotte says, like, she's the whole thing. I think she decides that BNB is going to be just, like, a one-time, it's, like, her Christmas gift to all these, like, mothers paying right. for a child. She's like, okay, look. It's Christmas Eve. I can arrange a transaction between now and tomorrow that on Christmas Day, you'll get a baby if you give the following things to me.
Yeah.
And so, and then Anthony's like on the phone, like working it all out. And it's kind of like Santa's workshop, except it's like Santa's sweatshop with like Anthony and yeah. Charlotte, like hustling people for like, Birkins, Chanel bags, Louis Vuitton.
But there's also just like a bit of a montage. So there's like a bit of a shopping montage where she's just like gone down Madison Avenue and she's like in every single store, like asking for like all the best shit. And everybody's like giving it to her, but like begrudgingly because everybody else is shopping for Christmas.
Yeah.
So she eventually gets it and she shows up into the back alley, but it's like a different back alley. So she's now like a little bit like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And she's showed up to this back alley and there's like a ring on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the ring on her phone. Like making it up as like a long. And the ring on the phone says, open the back of your truck.
Yeah.
And she opens the back of the truck and like a bigger truck comes back and like takes all the clothes.
Okay.
And like maybe they leave for a minute and Charlotte's like, what the fuck has just happened? Like I've just provided like all of this, like all of these luxury goods.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, go to Queens. So she has to like drive to Queens and they're like, show up to the water. She has to go to the water and she sees all of these babies like floating in like little, like cute little huts, like ready for her to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to like go into the water and pick up all these babies.
Yeah.
And they like do it, but like they can't because Charlotte's like uncomfortable because she's in like, chic outfits.
She's like,
and stuff.
Anthony, you do it. And yeah. like is making him like grab all the babies and like load them in her car.
Yeah. But she has them now. Mm-hmm. And then she goes and she delivers like all the babies and it's like they're like ready there for Christmas.
Yeah. And so, okay. So she used the check for $250,000 to purchase everything that these like
yes.
baby providers wanted. Then when she goes to deliver the babies, the people write the check to her.
Okay.
Is that how it works? Well, I feel like that's how.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I think that Carrie also gave her a big donation of like,
yeah,
like money. So she just kind of had the money too. So yeah. like maybe she boosted it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was just trying to figure out like the logistics of the baby.
Yeah. Business. The baby transaction.
Yeah.
So now Charlotte's come home and she's like super excited about like her good deed.
Mm-hmm.
And then at what point does she figure out that it's like not right?
I feel like she's always known in her heart that it's not right because it's men demanding things on phones and they only show up in trucks and like dumped babies in a river for her to go pick up. So she's like, feels really good, I think, on like Christmas Day, but it's still kind of like there's an emptiness inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe she looks into Lily's eyes and she's like, you know what? Like, I have to break up BNB. Like, it's not right. And these people have their babies, but like, where do the babies come from? Like, it's not doing it for me anymore.
Yeah.
So she talks to Harry. She like goes by the like Hanukkah bush and they have a conversation. He's like, you know what? It's like, it's for the best that we part.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this, but I'll get you out of this.
Yeah.
Like, we can't be involved. Like,
yeah.
We're a nice Jewish family. Like, we're not going to be involved with, like, black market babies.
Yeah.
Like, but you do have a heart of gold and you did help those women, but also, like, no.
Yeah.
So I think now her, like, but I think it's complicated for her because now that this company, like the weird black market people that are giving her the babies, they know that she's like a great source.
Hustler.
Yeah. And so they're like calling her and saying they have like tons of new orders to fill. And like, they're like, we have 30 babies like ready to go. Like, do you want them or not? And like, so she's in like a very big moral dilemma.
Mm-hmm. And then I think at that point, Samantha steps in.
Okay.
And I think maybe it's Oprah.
Yeah. So Oprah takes over as Samantha.
Oprah takes over as Samantha. But okay. So Samantha is basically talking Charlotte through the moment of like, basically Harry's got her out of it, but she's now thinking like, do I go back in? And I just like, now don't tell him again.
Yeah.
So Oprah's there to like help her through the thought. Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, Oprah's just like, we're going to make this right. Like,
Oprah is who helps them, like...
Or Samantha does.
Yeah, Oprah's the one who helps her, like, get her... Like, turn it into, like, a legit company.
Okay. So Samantha, aka Oprah, is like... She's like, you can do this, but you need to find, like... You need to find out who these people actually are.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going to put on my trench coat and my wig and, like, get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do some snooping and, like, figure out the identity of, like, who is providing these babies. So then we can, like, blackmail them, shut them down, and then, like, you can take over from here on out and turn it into, like, a legitimate adoption business.
Absolutely.
Okay. So then... We cut to, it's Christmas Day at the nursing home, and Steve and Miranda are, like, there with Brady and Magda and Mary, and, like, Mary is, like, very popular with all the, like, everyone at the nursing home, like, loves her.
It's only been a few days, but just, like, she's
the queen of the nursing home, and, like... One of the orderlies, I think, is like, oh, that Mary, like, such a flirt. She already has, like, three boyfriends. And then Steve's like, Ma, you have boyfriends in here? And then she's like, oh, Stevie, don't worry about it. Like, says some sort of, like, gibberish, like, that makes no sense. And then Miranda and Steve just, like, kind of look at each other and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I gotta pee. I'll be right back. And then, like, goes to pee with, like, a nurse to help her. And then she comes back and she's like, I think the nurse is like, can I talk to you for just a second, to like Miranda and Steve, and takes them around the corner. And she's like, so she just said it was burning when she peed. And I feel like a lot of people around here, like, this is like, you may not know this, but like nursing homes are like really like hotbeds of sexual activity. And Mary is very popular amongst, like, the men here. And, like, I think that she has chlamydia.
And Steve just, like, can't handle this.
Steve is, like, mortified. He can't handle it.
No.
Miranda's, like, been there. So she decides to, like, talk to Mary and, like, tell her about safe sex. They're like, can you go? The only pharmacy that's open is, like,
Weehawken.
Yeah. And so can you go and fill this, like, whatever the prescription is for anti-chlamydia medicine and, like, bring it back? And Steve's, like, just throwing his hands up, like, he can't deal. And Miranda's like, you know what? I got this. I'm going to do it. And so she goes, and, like, her entire Christmas is spent, like, getting chlamydia medication for Mary.
Yeah.
But it feels, like, good for her.
It feels good. It feels good. She's, like, in the car alone, and she's, like, turned on, like, some amazing, like, motivational Beyonce or something. And she's just, like, ready to do it for herself and for Mary. Like, she's just, like... And she's also kind of excited because she hasn't really, like, had chlamydia in a while. So it's just sort of, like, a little bit of, like, a cute little reminder, like, that people, like, fuck still.
That people have sex, and, like, that sex is full of, like, ups and downs, and sometimes chlamydia.
Yeah.
So then I think it's, like, where has Big been this entire time?
Big sort of, like, didn't. I mean, it's now it's Christmas, so maybe Big comes. Maybe they go back to the house, and mm-hmm. Big's finally giving Carrie like her present, which he thinks is going to be the money for the shoes. Mm-hmm. And he ends
up. So she's expecting a check for like $100,000.
Yeah,
yeah,
because she needs at least like 30 pairs of shoes. Mm-hmm. So he gives her money, but it's like he like pulls. So they're sitting like on like this beautiful rug, like in front of like his Christmas tree that she like made him get. Cause mm-hmm. she's like, your home is too, like, it's too cold in here. Like you need some like warmth. Like if we're going to be together forever, like we need some warmth here. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting in front of his like beautiful Christmas tree that she's like helped him set up or like yeah. called somebody else to do.
Yeah.
And they're sitting on the, like on the rug and he like pulls out an envelope and she's like, oh my God, thank God. Like it's my spending money. And he like gives her a check, but it's like written out to B&B. And she's like, and he's like, Carrie, like I really love this new direction that you've gone in. And like, you know, I used to think that your shopping was like for nothing, but now I see like luxury goods can be for good things too. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm just going to give this to Charlotte to buy all of the new amazing luxury goods that she needs.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, thank you.
Yeah.
And like goes into the bathroom to like scream into a pillow.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. And like, and she's just being like very cold to him.
Yeah.
And I think they end up getting in a fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's like, I wanted money for new shoes. Like, and he's like, I thought you wanted money for like babies. And she's like, I don't give a shit about the babies. I don't care about babies. I'm just trying to like learn what Instagram is. And like, I'm apparently bad at that. I'm bad at everything. Like, I like can't, like, I don't have a job. Like, I don't have any shoes. And like, you're probably going to leave me. And like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah. And he's like, no, like, and he's sort of like really soft because like he's become like really soft since he came to Paris. So mm-hmm. he's just like, no, you're the best. Like, you know what? I am going to buy you those shoes because mm-hmm. like, I think that like, we'll give Charlotte the money, like, and we'll get you some shoes. And
yeah.
She's like, okay, but like, you know, I need at least 30.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, like we will do it tomorrow, I promise.
Yeah.
Like you're not for nothing. Like you are an influencer. Mm-hmm. So they like, so she's like, you know what would really like mean something to me? You know, I don't think I could have an Instagram account unless I have an Instagram like husband. So can you just like take a selfie with me? And he's like,
he's uncomfortable.
He's really uncomfortable. He's like, you didn't even know my like first name mm-hmm. until like a week ago. Mm-hmm. So she like makes him do it. And it's like, but they keep taking it like from like, they're like the upshot. Like it's like the double chin, like constantly. Yeah,
it's really bad angles. None of their photos look good. And then Carrie is like, it's starting to make her question like their relationship. Cause yeah. she's like, why? Like, we don't look good together.
And also like, I thought that you were so sexy, but now that I see pictures of you, like maybe you're not, like yeah. maybe you're just maybe not photogenic.
Yeah. Maybe we're not a well-matched couple.
Yeah. So then like by the end of the night, they've like now had a fight again. And mm-hmm. she's just like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm going to go back to my apartment. And he's like, Carrie, it's a crime scene still. Like you can't even like,
and she's like, I don't care.
I'm going to spend the night at Miranda's. Mm-hmm. And she like knocks on Miranda's door, but Miranda's like at the home.
Yeah.
And like nothing ends up happening. Like nobody's there.
So Carrie just ends up like wandering the streets.
Yeah. But she still has no shoes.
She has no shoes. And she is like shivering. She has like her fur on. But
yeah.
She's like lost. Her phone is like not, she can't like figure out how to turn it on again. Carrie ends up like just like shivering and homeless on the street.
Yeah.
With no shoes.
And then like maybe,
and I think, like passes out in like a snowdrift or something.
Passes. Yeah. She like ends up and she's so, and she ends up like asking a homeless guy for money.
Mm-hmm.
And like can't even like do anything. And then she's sitting on the curb and then like a car pulls up mm-hmm. and rolls down the window. So this car drives up and rolls down the window and you see like the blonde and you're like, oh my God, it's Samantha. Yeah. And then it's Sharon Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon Stone, like,
she just goes, get in, bitch. And like Carrie is like, okay. And then like gets in the car. And then I think we have a scene where it's like Sharon Stone as Samantha just like rips into Carrie.
Yes.
And she's like, you're so ignorant, you're so stupid, you're so selfish, like, you need to get your shit together.
Yeah.
And like, real talks her and breaks down everything that's wrong with her and then gives her like exact steps on how to fix it.
And then at the end of that, like, talking to, she's like, okay, but like, remind me, like, hashtag is like two words together, right? And Samantha's like, get the fuck out of the car. Like, mm-hmm. you haven't even learned anything.
Yeah, she drops her, like, the car drives back to Big's apartment.
Yeah.
And she's like, now go back in there and apologize to him. He's the only person that will put up with you. Your last boyfriend tried to kill you. Like, you need to get a clue. So yeah. Carrie goes, like, stumbles back up to Big's, and then she's like, does like a doe-eyed apology. And then he's like, it's all good, kid, and like, hugs her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like, maybe have like a cute cigarette together.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're back to Charlotte, yeah. maybe. And it's the day after Christmas, and she's still like, she's still now like, and also like, has, okay, so maybe it's the day after, and then Carrie calls Charlotte and she's like, I have a check for you.
Okay, yeah. So Carrie and Big, they're back on, and they're like on the way to go to Barney's, where he's gonna buy her
yeah.
like $100,000 worth of shoes.
Yeah.
And she's like, first we need to stop by Charlotte's. And then Charlotte is like, well, I'm on the way to Barney's too, because like, she got the new call for like the new batch of babies.
Yeah.
So she's like,
new batch of babies.
So she's like, I'll just meet you there, and then we can like, you can give me the check, and it will be nice to say hi, and I hope you had like a happy Christmas. I can't wait to hear about what all you did. And I think in that moment, so they all end up, Charlotte, Big, and Carrie all end up at Barney's, and Carrie is like shopping and like choosing out shoes. She gives a check to Charlotte, and then Charlotte, is Charlotte shopping there too?
Yeah, Charlotte's shopping, but like, I can't remember whether she's decided that she's going to go ahead with B&B.
Yeah, she decided.
She did.
Well,
she did.
And Oprah said,
Oprah helped her. Yeah.
She was going to figure out like who is behind B&B.
Yeah. But in the meantime, like, she can't resist because there's like day after Christmas sales. So she's like, you know what? I'll just buy the shoes now. I'll just buy the like luxe goods now. Yeah. And then like, I'll figure it out later.
And I think like, she's waiting for Samantha to call her and like tell her what the whole thing is, but she's like still just gonna run the errand.
Yeah.
And so she, while they're there, I think she gets a phone call from Samantha, but now Samantha is Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
And then she's like, listen, bitch, I have some news. You're not gonna like it. And she's like, B&B is being run by Stanford Blatch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, and she's shocked. Mm-hmm. And then, but like, she gets the call when Carrie's there too.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, my Stanny? Like, Stanny doesn't even like kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it just turns into this whole thing. And then like, Marcus was in on it too.
Yeah.
And Marcus got in on it from the days when he was a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And, or a male escort.
Yeah.
And
they were like, we don't have money. Like, Marcus is like a male escort. Like, Marcus is
a dancer or something.
Yeah,
dancer
and like Broadway reviews. Like, he's not making the big bucks. And like, Stanford is like, I don't, what does he do? Is he a writer?
I have no idea.
Yeah. He's like, we're a gay couple in New York City. Marcus is so hot. I'm like mediocre looking. I need to like keep up appearances, and I need all these like luxury items.
Yeah.
So I can look like I make a ton of money and like be like a respected gay in the community.
Exactly. And I need to be seen buying them too, like the yeah. luxury goods.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been them all along, and Carrie's basically like, Carrie's horrified, but Carrie's like willing to forgive, because now she's been through this like whirlwind herself of mm-hmm. just like people just like not understanding your misguided like thoughts, you know? And
yeah.
So she's like willing to forgive, but Charlotte is not, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Anthony, and this is before Anthony and Stanny have fallen in love, like on the movies. So he's just like, of course, like I knew it was Stanny, that good, that Stanford, like good for nothing, bald fat ass.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens?
Then they, I think they all have to like go. I think they leave the Barneys to like go confront Stanford.
Yeah.
And then this all happens like
at Stanford's apartment. House. Yeah. Yeah. And then, but in the end, In the end, they all leave in a half, but Charlotte like still sticks her end. And she's like, I think there's a way that we can make this work.
Yeah.
And so she pulls in Anthony again. And she's like, you know what? Like, I know you guys hate each other, but let's just like.
Maybe Marcus is actually, we find out that Marcus is like a total criminal and Stanford was doing this all to just like make Marcus happy. And so.
Yeah, that makes like, total sense.
She's like, you need to kick Marcus to the curb. Like, you have to break up with him now. And like. Tell the feds like what's been going on, or like get him, like just get him out of your life. And
yeah.
So they find a way to like get Marcus arrested, and like that's when they call Miranda, and like Miranda calls some like the DA or some people they know, and she's able to like, because they don't want to get the babies like
taken away,
but they do want Marcus to end up in jail. So like I think Carrie. They're all at Stanford's house, like confronting him. And then Carrie's like, you know, I'm really, this is all so confusing. Like, we really need a lawyer to be over here. Mm-hmm. And then so they call Miranda. She comes over and she's like, okay, what has Marcus done? Like, just start writing down everything that he's done that's illegal. And so they're
escort,
like,
escort, of course, number one.
Escort number one. But then they nab him on like tax evasion or something.
Totally.
Like unpaid taxes.
He's never paid his taxes ever.
Ever. So Miranda makes a few calls and then later that day Marcus is arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's sort of the initial spark of Anthony and Stanny, because mm-hmm. like they've been through this sort of like whirlwind of like mistaken identity and,
yeah.
you know, and so they sort of are starting to like. They're not like flirting. They're just sort of like, they don't hate each other like,
yeah.
for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So they're all together like doing, like they're going to turn BMB into like a legit thing. Mm-hmm. So they all pitch in together and this is now all of their new careers.
Yeah.
And the first thing they do.
So Charlotte's like, I'm starting this company, and Carrie's like, I'll be like the face of it. Like getting, like I'll help get, like it's like fashion for babies or something like that.
Yeah, and she's like, I have 500,000 followers now, like you could use me.
Yeah.
So Carrie's like.
And Miranda's like, you're definitely going to need a lawyer. So like I'll work for the company.
Yeah. And then Samantha is going to do PR.
Yeah.
Samantha's going to do PR, but Samantha's maybe still Sharon Stone like in,
definitely.
This, like, in this arc.
Yeah.
So Samantha's like. Yeah, she's like, the first thing we need to do is a viral like Instagram account. Mm-hmm. So we'll loop in like bloggers like Carrie, and we'll just we'll bring Carrie to the water basically, and it will be like this sort of like live video, and it'll be like, last night like there were like, you know, hundreds of babies like dropped off like in the water, mm-hmm. but we can make this right. Like we can just have like a new delivery plan and a new company for you. So you can donate to my Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Like link in bio.
Mm-hmm.
And then so she ends up getting like the 500,000 followers back again because they're just like, yeah. oh my God, like she is.
Carrie Bradshaw is a good person after
yeah,
all.
Yeah. She's absolutely a good person.
Yeah.
So, and she starts getting sponsorships too from like all the brands. Like mm-hmm. Marc Jacobs is just like, oh my God, this is a great cause. Like I'm going to just give you like 100 purses. And then like Chanel like does like a special collaboration for it. And like yeah. it just turns into this like amazing designer like moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, the company has become so successful, like within like six weeks or something.
Yeah.
We like, so fast forward to 6 weeks later and they're having their first like party.
Yeah.
And they're like, and basically the party, where's the party? The party is at Charlotte's, and they're like welcoming everybody. And it's like all the mommies like from the neighborhood that are mm-hmm. like, you know, they're like, we've never really been the subject of like charity because we never like thought that we needed it. But
yeah,
like, nah, like, you know, everybody needs charity and everybody needs like pity, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're like so happy, and they've like come through the doors, and then like everybody's waiting for Samantha because Samantha's like doing PR, and Samantha finally like pulls off her glasses and it's Meryl Streep.
Love.
And like Meryl Streep like comes in and she's like, oh, like, thank you for waiting for me. And, you know, and like, so she gets up and she's making a speech, and she's like, you know, this all started just a few short weeks ago when my friend was brutally attacked in her apartment, and look where we've been now. You know, like, we never knew that we would get to the point where we are donating $1 million to BMB.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is like so happy.
Yeah.
And like, basically they've gotten sponsorship from like every, like it's basically the new, the hottest thing in the, within the fashion industry.
Yeah.
And there's all these mommies there. And then, and then they get a knock on the door and Mary's there. Mary's gone. Mary's basically like found her way back to this apartment.
Yeah.
And Mary comes in and she's like, I have a baby. And she ends up somehow she's like gotten a hold of Brady and she's like, I have a baby to donate. And all these mothers are like so happy. And they're like, oh my God, like another baby for us. And Miranda's like, Mary, like that's that's your grandson.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't even know who this is.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like a whole episode with her, but it's fine in the end.
So by now it would be like February.
Yeah. By now it's February and the end is basically Fashion Week. Like it's New York Fashion Week.
Yeah. So they throw like a big fashion show, like honoring B&B.
Yeah.
And everyone, I think Carrie like walks in the fashion show.
Carrie walks in the fashion show, like Meryl Streep as Samantha, like everybody's begging her to like to walk because she's like done so much. And like all
you
four
see
of
Carrie,
them walk.
Like strutting out in like this killer pair of boots. And it's like, she feels great because it's like she gets to like, she has shoes again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like all, and then everybody's like begging like all four of them to go up. So they're like, come on, like,
yeah,
go. So like all four of them go up and it's like, and it's just kind of like a nice, like,
yeah, like, you know, them on the stage, like waving at everyone and like hugging.
Yeah.
Like the four girls back together again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then at the end, maybe there's like a line at the bottom, like if you'd like to donate to like, you know, adoption agencies, like here, like B&B.
Yeah. So B&B is an adoption agency then at the end of it all.
Yeah. Love. Yeah, exactly.
Ugh, love bringing attention to the orphans.
Yeah.
They need it. Wow. What a journey.
What a journey from my like crackpot idea of like this being like a whole series.
A series to then a Christmas special with like some light Christmas references, but not many.
No.
And then ending at Fashion Week.
Yeah, ending at Fashion Week, where everybody should end.
Thank you for being here. Tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me. I have a podcast called Capsule 98, which is on Instagram at Capsule 98. And you can find me personally at Randy Bergman, Randy with an I, on Twitter and Instagram.
Love it. I hope that they make this.
I hope that they make this too. And I hope that there is a next season for like more Samanthas, because I think like this was just cracking the top of like who she could be.
Yeah, totally.
Like season two, she could be like Miss Piggy could be Samantha.
Mm-hmm. That would be major. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.